Thank you for having me this morning. It's a pleasure to see some old faces, and I don't mean old age, but some that I worked with in the diocese many years ago, and some that I served with back in St. Michael's in Birdsboro, which has now closed. Pat was back there with me many, many years ago. So it's kind of fun to see old friends. And though this is my first time actually supplying here, I do know some of the people. But it was a wonderful day. I got up this morning and I was able to drive from Lititz, which is where I'm now living, cross some of those back roads, and thought back about our Easter this year. How beautiful it was. We don't always have that. Sometimes we actually have snow, which is also beautiful. But this year you could see God's miraculous beauty, his creation. And so it was wonderful for me to be able to do that, to be able to drive over here this morning and see the grass as green as can be. And of course, we've only mowed 3 times so far and it needs it again. Don't know as that's the blessing, but it works. And the fields have the baby animals with their mothers walking around. And again, it's God's creation. It's what we can experience as we look out the window or as we drive by, and not only in the spring, but all year long. But there's another miraculous thing that God has done for us, and that's the Easter season, believe me. We suffered through the crucifixion. We heard the story many times over during Holy Week. And then came the resurrection. The Easter service. Some actually had sunrise services. All different kinds of services on Easter. All of them proclaiming, Alleluia, Christ has risen. The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia. I had a priest that used to do that as we walked out and expected us to respond, and it always got me every single time. But it's the Easter season. It doesn't end after Sunday. It keeps going on for 50 days. And so in the Episcopal Church, we read the lectionary. We hear the stories, and we understand what that crucifixion and resurrection actually means for us today. Easter Sunday, we heard about the 2 women who went to the gravesite, and Jesus wasn't there. And an angel proclaimed that he had risen. And excited, they ran back to the disciples and they said, Christ is risen. And even though the disciples wouldn't admit it, they really didn't quite believe it. I think they were as doubting as Thomas was doubting. And so they ran to see for themselves. And they understood then that Christ had risen. And then we come to Thomas, who was somewhere else at the time when Jesus entered the room, and he didn't get to see Jesus, and he had enough courage to say, I don't know, I need some proof. Aren't we kind of like that? Don't we from time to time need proof that Jesus is here with us, that he's actually in our lives? And so Thomas said, I need proof. And as with Thomas, we are invited to touch, to see his hand, to touch his side, and to understand that, in fact, Jesus is with us. Jesus is here. And then today, what? We're invited to walk with Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And even though Jesus is standing there beside us, we don't always recognize him. Think about it. Think about the times that we go through these horrible tragedies, whatever that might be, or the hardness of life, losing jobs, losing friends, other things that on a day-to-day basis might crop into our lives. And we forget that Jesus is walking beside us. And so as Jesus was walking, he opened up the scriptures to the people that he was walking with. It's one reason why I love the Easter Vigil service. Because in fact, that's what the Easter Vigil service does. It opens up the scriptures to us. It starts all the way back from creation and tells the story all the way. This is what the Bible tells us. This is the story. And so he did just that to his disciples on the way to Emmaus. He opened up the scriptures to them, the promises that God had made. And after all of this, after all of this time, after the time when we don't know Jesus is walking beside us, we get to a point where we invite him into our lives. We invite him to break bread with us. And don't we do that every Sunday morning at the Eucharist? We know Jesus in the breaking of the bread, in the taking of the cup. Easter season, a time when we recognize who Jesus is. And how Jesus interacts with us all through our lives. Think about those disciples. What were they doing? They were living in the world. They were talking about what had happened. They were going through what had happened. And there was very little, I will say there was emotion, but there was very little understanding of what was going on. They were living in the world as we live in the world. And yet Jesus walked with them. Jesus supped with them and was recognized in the breaking of the bread. People, that's us. That's us. We do that. But in the end, Jesus says, I'm there with you. As I read this gospel this time, I was reminded of the poem Footprints. Some of you may know it. It became very popular for a while, and we had all little bracelets and everything with footprints on them. And it says, one night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky, flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two steps of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me, and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the lowest and saddest times, there were only one set of footprints. This really troubled me. I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times in my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. And so as we walk along the road to Emmaus, we are assured that Jesus is beside us, and during the most difficult times in our lives is when Jesus carries us. Amen.